For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it's finally here, Anthony. Folks lined up in the wee hours, 0:30 outside Shays to get Hamilton tickets.
From 5:30 this morning, which of course means that they were probably there at 4.
Or possibly earlier with sleeping bags.
I've had people contact me from out of state saying, I didn't see it here, there, you know, can I see it in Buffalo? Well, you could knock yourself out and try.
Well, last week I did go to Ticketmaster.com and I registered to be a verified fan, but no word yet.
No word yet. Well, talk about a show hitting the right moment, arriving at a particular political moment with a very contemporary musical that would appeal to young people with a patriotic and inclusive message. It just is resonating happily, powerfully from coast to coast.
Well, we have some musicals happening right here in Western New York. As a matter of fact, a couple of openings. Last night, The Strudel, or should I say The Strudel Lady?
The Strudel Lady at Jewish Rep, an American-born Orthodox woman whose husband leaves her. She needs to piece together her life again, and she meets an older couple and resurrects the meaning of life through the baking of strudel. And then it's a musical, yeah.
Well, it worked in Waitress. She resurrected her life through baking pies.
And it worked for Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd as well.
You're so bad.
This will be Lisa Ludwig, who has, by the way, played Mrs. Lovett previously, with Mary-Kate O'Connell, who has also played Mrs. Lovett previously.
I'm sure these strudels will all be delicious.
Try the priest.
Well, speaking of horrific, and speaking of Mary-Kate O'Connell, Little Shop of Horrors, the wonderful musical by Ashman and Menken, is coming to O'Connell and Company.
I saw Lisa Ludwig play that role, too. She once played Audrey.
Oh, wow,
it's all coming full circle here.
Well, haven't seen either yet, but we'll get over there soon.
Wait, is there anyone who doesn't know the plot of Little Shop? It's possible.
Sure. And actually, it's a bit of a stretch. It's a most improbable movie turned into a musical.
But once again, it is man-eating, as in Sweeney Todd. It is a man-eating plant. This man has an exotic plant. There is one in the flower shop where he works, and he finds that the only thing that will sustain it is his blood. And once it tastes blood, it wants more. It's kind of a Faustian story. It's able to promise him great things in life in exchange for blood. And so he wants this young man to kill for him. And it's just, you know, very similar in plot and theme to Oklahoma Carousel Fiddler.
Oh, stop.
Hello, Dolly.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, we do want to mention that it's last chance to see a number of shows which are closing. And by the way, I got over to Paul Robeson to see Pearlie. Very high energy, just absolutely wonderful. And the three-man combo, they do music right there at the Paul Robeson.
Oh, they do. Very pleasant evening at the theater, Pearlie.
So on to some closings. Well, we've talked about Fahrenheit 451, the dystopian future where nobody reads except a select few who read in secret.
Yeah, it's forbidden.
Forbidden. Hey, I'm not sure if everyone knows, but Golden Boy is not yet through its run. It's going to go all the way through Sunday afternoon at 2 at Irish Classical, and it's one of those big recommendations. Folks are asking, what should I see? Well, when Sweeney Todd was up, I said Sweeney Todd, but now I'm going to tell you, go see Golden Boy.
Yeah, you'll line up at 5:30 in the morning.
No, you won't.
And they give you a bracelet. No. To see Cassie Cameron as Lorna Moon.
But in the same geographical strip, across from Shays, Irish Classical, of course, and next to Shays is the alleyway where Philosophus continues for one more zany weekend.
Well, the theater, it comes in waves. Everything is coming to an end now because things opened at about approximately the time of curtain up.
Yeah, so, wait a minute. Who's in charge? Aren't you? I thought you were in charge of everything.
I know.
Why did you let this happen?
So, for the convenience of my personal schedule.
Oh, okay.
So there's a new wave about to open, and among the first, and it will be Big Fish, which Second Generation is doing, the Lippa in August musical, based on the film about a man, his memories of his father. And I'd seen it when it premiered in Chicago, and then it moved also to Broadway, where I felt it was one of those underappreciated musicals. And so I was very pleased that Second Generation will be allowing Buffalo to see this musical.
And speaking of events long anticipated, Road Less Traveled kind of got bounced out of their theater as they're redeveloping that hotel at Pearl Street. But they moved out to Main Street, right there at Lafayette Square. So looking forward to their big opening.
Their own space. Second Generation was supposed to have had their own space, but the particulars of the deal were not workable for both sides, so they will be renting the Smith. But now, too, we learn that Musical Fair will be vacated vacating their space at Damon College in 2025. Their lease will not be renewed, and they too will be looking for a new space, they think, to stay in the Amherst area. But yeah, real estate is shifting in Buffalo.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.